You are going to listen to a radio interview about supporting teens on their path to a successful future career. First, you will have 45 seconds to study the task below, then you will hear the recording twice. While listening, match the beginnings of the sentences 1 to 7 with the sentence endings A to J. There are two sentence endings that you should not use. Write your answers in the spaces provided. The first one, 0, has been done for you. After the second listening, you will have 45 seconds to check your answers.
How do you help a kid born into poverty make it into the middle class? That's a question we're asking in our series, The New Middle. Many experts agree education is the key. But while some say preschool, others say it's a college diploma. Gabrielle Emmanuel tells us about a woman who believes the solution lies in the final stretch, the leap from education to employment.
This story starts some 20 years ago in New Orleans. Amy Eubanks Davis was a brand new sixth grade teacher. She came to love her students, and as the years passed, she kept in touch, helping them pick the right high school and then the right college. Soon they were thinking about jobs, and some wanted to become teachers themselves.
All of a sudden, you're like, oh my goodness. This is the moment you want, is to see your students like living their dreams.
Too often, they were only dreams. Many of her former students didn't get the jobs. Instead, they got rejection notes.
I was horrified.
Horrified and confused, Eubanks Davis realized that once her former students got their college diploma, they had no idea what to do, no idea how to get a good first job. These were students who were just as hardworking,
just as talented, just as smart, but not offered the same chances on the current labor market.
So Eubanks Davis made a plan, raised some money, and created a nonprofit organization to teach college students those skills. There were three principles. First, bring in professionals from the real world. Second, transform the classroom into a real work environment.
Well, yes, the students need to ask themselves questions such as, can you operate and manage? Can you create a project plan? Do you know how to effectively communicate? Do you have appropriate people skills? All this helps them to grow and develop necessary work skills.
Nice. And the third principle is about working with big state schools, right?
Yes. Each class is one professional and just a handful of students. For these college students, this is often the very first time they've met someone from the professional world.
I was there and watched one of those groups. These were students who were learning consulting skills. They've been given a problem to fix, the student debt load. This group's solution, colleges should get corporate sponsorship, kind of like sports teams. Eduardo Abarca, a senior, says it just makes sense.
Panda Express, Subway, Starbucks are already in here. So, I mean, I might as well have them come in and pay for some of the stuff.
From what I've seen here, I can only agree. These students are more likely to stay on track to graduation. And after the class, they seek out internships and other experiences at twice the rate. So the university made it a full-time, four-credit class. They're hoping that will fix the missing link between walking across the stage to get your diploma and walking into the office for your very first job. It will definitely help them pave their way into a successful career. Gabrielle Emmanuel, NPR News.
How do you help a kid born into poverty make it into the middle class? That's a question we're asking in our series, The New Middle. Many experts agree education is the key. But while some say preschool, others say it's a college diploma. Gabrielle Emmanuel tells us about a woman who believes the solution lies in the final stretch, the leap from education to employment.
This story starts some 20 years ago in New Orleans. Amy Eubanks Davis was a brand new sixth grade teacher. She came to love her students, and as the years passed, she kept in touch, helping them pick the right high school and then the right college. Soon they were thinking about jobs, and some wanted to become teachers themselves.
All of a sudden, you're like, oh my goodness. This is the moment you want, is to see your students like living their dreams.
Too often, they were only dreams. Many of her former students didn't get the jobs. Instead, they got rejection notes.
I was horrified.
Horrified and confused, Eubanks Davis realized that once her former students got their college diploma, they had no idea what to do, no idea how to get a good first job. These were students who were just as hardworking,
just as talented, just as smart, but not offered the same chances on the current labor market.
So Eubanks Davis made a plan, raised some money, and created a nonprofit organization to teach college students those skills. There were three principles. First, bring in professionals from the real world. Second, transform the classroom into a real work environment.
Well, yes, the students need to ask themselves questions such as, can you operate and manage? Can you create a project plan? Do you know how to effectively communicate? Do you have appropriate people skills? All this helps them to grow and develop necessary work skills.
Nice. And the third principle is about working with big state schools, right?
Yes, each class is one professional and just a handful of students. For these college students, this is often the very first time they've met someone from the professional world.
I was there and watched one of those groups. These were students who were learning consulting skills. They've been given a problem to fix, the student debt load. This group's solution, colleges should get corporate sponsorship, kind of like sports teams. Eduardo Abarca, a senior, says it just makes sense.
Panda Express, Subway, Starbucks are already in here. So, I mean, I might as well have them come in and pay for some of the stuff.
From what I've seen here, I can only agree. These students are more likely to stay on track to graduation. And after the class, they seek out internships and other experiences at twice the rate. So the university made it a full-time, four-credit class. They're hoping that will fix the missing link between walking across the stage to get your diploma and walking into the office for your very first job. It will definitely help them pave their way into a successful career. Gabrielle Emmanuel, NPR News.